Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
True or false, business coach, we are very divisive in this country.
Have we seen a time in the last 50 years where this country was so divided and so volatile about divisive topics? Brands are being boycotted, people are being canceled, and employers are being sucked into the vortex of anger. As a business owner, what do you do?
Okay, what is the first thing?
Start by asking yourself very important questions. Should we address this issue? Should we even approach it? If so, how and where do we do that? What is the goal of this conversation? Because this is a very delicate conversation. As a leader, what role should you play? Ignoring issues that are dividing your workforce isn't an option anymore. A freewheeling, unplanned discussion isn't the way either. In fact, that could be catastrophic. If you decide now is the time to have the discussion about divisive topics, plan for setting rules for the conversation, and plan to lead such a discussion, letting everyone know in advance what the goal is of that conversation.
Secondly,
know your intentions. Know your desired outcome of having this sit down with your employees. This is not a meeting where everyone is going to come together on one side of an issue. Rather, you're looking to create a safe working environment for everyone so your business can move forward.
And lastly,
set the agenda. Start with the length of the discussion, probably at least an hour, but not two. Set the expectation that this is just the beginning of the conversation and you don't expect a complete resolution in one meeting. Establish that it must be a calm discussion. These are real issues that business owners must face, but face them head on with professionalism and planning, and your business will grow as an organization.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.